You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
Wow, that wasn't annoying at all.
I know. Good night.
Yeah,
you brought here. That's it. Thank you. That's all we've got time for. Cheers. So it's a weekend podcast. I'm joined by Steve and Pete. You're all right, lads.
Hello. Yes, I'm all right. Yes. How are
Fantastic,
you?
Fantastic. Yes.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Do you know what it reminds me of? I remember working for Red Dragon FM, right? A party in the park in the castle there. And speaking to, was it Westlife probably or Boys? I don't know which one it was. And they came off stage and they're quite pumped. And we asked lots of different questions. And basically, every start of every answer they gave, fantastic, fantastic, oh, it's fantastic, I say fantastic. So was it good? Fantastic, yeah, fantastic, absolutely fantastic. And I counted about times and said fantastic. It was about 29 times, I think, in about a 3-minute interview. Fantastic, fantastic.
Should compare me to Westlife then, that's quite nice.
Fantastic, Steve, fantastic. I've got to point out that, you know, this is a weekend podcast. If you're tuning in thinking you're going to get some more of the same stuff, learned stuff, you know, from CEOs, you know, this doesn't happen on the weekend. We're just three guys at different levels of experience in the investing cycle. There's Pete. Is that Pete gone again? Steve?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Why do you pause at that?
It's comedy, isn't it?
It is comedy, you're right there, Steve.
Yeah, Pete's hung up on us, isn't he?
What is he doing? He's living in some deep, dark water. Doesn't even show he's online, even.
Yeah. Is he not in his hometown, then?
I think he is, yes. He's in Hazelmere.
He lives in the middle of a field or something, doesn't he? He's not where there's decent broadband.
Yeah, it's simpleton. This happened last week.
Mm. Hello.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm not doing anything.
We can't have this as a recurring theme every week, us dialing you back. Because it literally is tedious to the extreme.
I think it adds a bit of excitement.
It doesn't at all. It just adds annoyance, really. And is this podcast annoying enough? And we get one more annoyance, a level of annoyance. Are you dipping out now and again? And me, anything I've just said, you missed a corker then. I was just talking.
Didn't I,
Steve? I just told you, you know, the amazing tip, right? And you missed out. You have to listen back now to the podcast.
Bark.
Bark. Right, okay. what are you doing? Why is he dipping out of this? Are you on Wi-Fi? Are you on 3G, 4G, 1G, half a G? What are you, big G, Warren G, Nate G? What are you on?
Ali G.
Yeah, sounds like you're on Ali G. That's dreadful. Anyway, so, yeah, as I was going to say, we're at different, parts of our investment cycle. I've been doing it for quite a few years now, investing. Pete's probably, how long have you been doing it for, Peter? Investing, I'm talking about, of course.
been taking more of an interest in the last couple of years, let's say.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Steve there is as green as they come. He's like,
well,
a little...
I'm about 8 months in, but about the equivalent of a month's experience, really.
Yeah, exactly. If you put all everything you've learned together, a normal person's probably a month's worth.
That's just pretty much half an hour on the podcast every week, really. That's all he does.
Well, essentially, if you think about it, if you said the gestation period of a human, Steve's not even out of the womb yet. He's still in there. In a womb without a view, and he's waiting to come out, really. So the next couple of months, Steve, you'll be born, and you start to learn about investing.
So you're a fetus losing a lot of money at the moment.
Yeah, let me just say, before we get started, because we do have to go into Steve's portfolio, we're going to do a portfolio clinic on Steve. We're not going to reveal any figures, but we are going to look at exposure to risk. And like I said before, you can't control the share price of a company, not really anyway. Unless you've got a lot of money and you're a huge market manipulator and it's illegal. But you can't control that. You can't control, the fundamentals or the macro. But what you can control is your exposure to that stock. So how much you put in is completely in your, within your control. And that's why we try and say, try and limit that. Because Steve's, I don't know what system he works off. He has some random system where he thinks, that sounds good. I'll chuck a lot into that. Or I've got nothing left. I'll put a bit in that, though. If I got anything left, I'll maybe put it. Oh, I'm out of money. That's it. And I've got too much in that, not enough in that. And she's all over the place. But before we go on, I've got to say the oil price sweepstake at Vox Markets has rolled over 11 weeks on the bounce now. All right? And so that means the total is up to $493.36. Yeah!
Nice. So, I've got a new strategy on that now.
Yeah, that's, well, actually make a guess. That's a good strategy.
Been making a guess. My strategy is just to go 1 cent below you, because then when you go, I was 1 cent out, I'm like, yes, I won.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think it was 1 week I've done that, so it's not a proven strategy, is it?
Okay.
But that's a minimum you get. Of course, that's 493.36 plus whatever the oil price is next week. So we're talking over $500. Over $500 of free cash flow. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. And what's that web address, Justin?
The web address is voxmarkets.co.uk/OPS for oil price sweepstake, you see? And did you have a guess this week, Steve?
Yep.
Good. Right, and so
I guessed $50.
Right.
Exactly $50 spot on, did you?
Mm-hmm.
You liar. Did you honestly?
Mm-hmm.
Did you honestly? He's going higher.
He's looking the other way. He's looking down. That means he's lying.
Yeah, I know. Because it was $50.03.
Oh.
So you were 3 cents over.
Oh.
Oh. Anyway, so there we are. So next week, all you need to do is go there, place your guess there. And if you're spot on, the entry closes at 4:30 on a Thursday. That's the last guess. Any guesses somehow submitted after that, don't get... I tell you what. I'm going to go nuts now. Steve.
Yeah?
A comedy, isn't it? Why do you not say anything? Why do you not react when he drops out?
Well...
Do you know he's dropped out again?
Oh, yeah. He's just dropped out again, yeah.
I'm dealing with you, who didn't even know he's gone. And, all right, Pete, let's add him again.
Well, I'm not just staring at my screen waiting for him to drop out, am I? It's not more like highlights of the podcast waiting for Pete to drop out.
I know you think it was, actually. Is he going to drop out now? All you should do, right, is find Peter now. Every time he drops out, he's fined £1. Yeah.
Can we just find another Peter for the podcast?
Yeah, I've got...
Or backup Peter, so then
Pete
goes off.
We've made a new rule, okay? You owe me £2 now.
Right.
All right? In fact, £2 to charity. £2 of charity because you're dropping out. It's called the dropout penalty. Anyone who drops out, where are you? Where are you in Hazelmere?
Yeah, I'm in the deepest, darkest Surrey countryside.
Can you not go? What are you? Are you on? Listen, are you on Wi-Fi or are you on the? I don't know what G you got up there. What you got?
Yes. Yes, I am on Wi-Fi, but yes, sat right next to my router.
You're not sat on it, are you?
Not very good. We might. No, no. But it's definitely on.
Well, £2 charity.
Where were we?
I don't know where we were. I have no idea where we were then. Anyway, so that was all price sweepstakes there, so I think we mentioned that. But another thing I want to say, you can now get live prices with Vox Markets. And this is a unique offering. And because it's £9.99 a month, right? Now, £4.10 is a license fee that goes to London Stock Exchange for the feed. And the other £5.89 goes to charity. Vox Markets earn no money whatsoever from live prices. So when you see other people offering you live prices for like £20 a month or whatever, you know they're being charged £4.10. The rest is profit to them. Vox is not charging you anything at all. No money goes to Vox from live prices. So you can get your prices there. And it's not even a contract. Just 1 month at a time. So it's a rolling contract. So you just sign up now, £9, £10 a month. And you can stop when you want, after the first month if you want. But you know you're getting live prices, you're getting live information, plus you're giving money to charity. That is good, isn't it?
Yes, very good. I heard Martin from Vox on your podcast talking about that.
Mm. Steve, are you impressed by that?
I think I get live prices with Harry and Larry, don't I?
No, you don't. No, probably not. No, you don't. You won't get it free, no, because it's they charge for it. They charge for it, you see.
And so you do get live prices.
Yeah, we do.
Well, free.
Well, you have an administration cost to your account, but it's not very big.
See, I knew that. Harry Hargreaves, Larry Lansdowne, they wouldn't give him a free unless they're earning something. Unless they're slicing from the top somewhere or slicing from the bottom. They're slicing somewhere, you know? They're doing a slice. That's what they're doing. Harry and Larry, they're both in the med, saying, listen, Harry, we've got to slice somewhere. We can't just give him free prices. He said, don't worry, from charges, admin charges. And they wouldn't have any idea we'd charge him admin, but that's live price covered. We're making a profit on that. Nice little tiny profit. Do you want another cigar, Harry? Yeah, give us a cigar. Give us a sausage roll as well.
Yeah. You know they're based in Bristol. I think they're likely to be Bristolians rather than
Yorkshire. What are you going to do with Harry's Bristol? What are you going to do with Harry?
I didn't know they were so close. I might go over and see them.
In the med, Steve. Oh, yeah. They're on a yacht in the med in their tight trunks. They're big, fat, chunky fellas, but they've got tight trunks on. They've got their flip-flops, smoke cigars, and a nice little trestle table of all the pastries. Do you want another sausage roll, Harry? Oh, go on, Larry. Oh, put a bit of brown saucer, man. A bit of red sauce on top too. Brown and red for me. They're loving
that. Steve from the Vox Market podcast is keeping us in business.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're slashing somewhere. What I'm saying is, you know, it's a 10 a month and you give it a charity and you get live prices. That's what I'm saying, yes. Yeah. And I think the equivalent is a lot more expensive. But there we are. All right. It's time for, we should have a jingle here, Steve. How many stocks do you have in your portfolio? It's portfolio clinic time. Pete, can you do the jingle? So, yeah, do the jingle.
Yeah. It's portfolio clinic time.
The audio quality of your broadband
is... He's going to drop out again,
isn't he? You are going to drop out. I mean, £3, then the dropout penalty charity box.
Oh, no.
Because I can hear you, it's almost like you're talking through tracing paper. You know, you put... I mean, did you do that at school? Put tracing paper over a comb and go... and make your own sort of... did you ever do that in school?
No.
All right, well, you're missing out, see. It makes that sort of vibrating noise. Anyway, that's what it sounds like. So, Steve, how many stocks do you have in your portfolio?
8.
Okay, what are they?
So, we got Andalus.
Yeah. Oh, you got the name right. All right.
Yeah. Asia Met.
Yeah.
Berkeley Energy.
Yeah. Why are you going after everyone? Berkeley Energy. Asia Met.
It's my over saliva problem, isn't it? I'm just swallowing it every time.
Go on.
Hagen London Oil.
Yeah.
Motive Bio. New World Oil and Gas.
Yeah, he's trying his best to stay silent there, isn't he?
World Oil Shell.
Yeah.
And is it Patamosta Resources?
Have you still got those?
Yeah, I've got.
Why are you, Steve? Why are you just buying stuff and holding on to them? What are you doing?
Yeah.
That was from ages ago.
I know.
That's when we first started. I took a profit on them. I said, time to get out now. And
I've grown quite close to them.
And you've had a lot. Well, this is why you're not doing well.
How are they performing for you, Steve?
Not too bad, actually.
In fact, Paternoster Resources, what? News out, Matt Loaf of Gran, has left the board, and the stock price went up because of that. So, Matt's a nice guy, but, they've obviously...
But Steve knew that already, because he's been following the story very closely.
Yep.
Right, so what I do value now, Steve, right, I let a little run with, Paternoster Resources, let's scroll down. PRS, yeah, 5.7% on Friday. All right, so what I do here, if I were you, I look at the chat. All right, you may have a nice little run up now, and I'd cut it at 2 pence. How much? At 0.2. How much? Are you up in there, Steve? What's the deal with those?
Oh no, God no.
How much are you down?
I am down. Hang on a minute. I'm down. 20.41%. No, I'm not. Yeah, I am. 20%.
Okay.
Okay.
Steve, so you bought those, right? I'm not saying you don't do any research, but you don't do any research, right? And you bought those when I bought them, and I bought them at a low, didn't I? I don't know how long back that was. But they're a nice little rally, and I think I bought them below where they are now, or around about this level. And they rallied to over 2.5 pence, at 0.25, I mean. And I sold them towards that. I said, I'll take a profit on those. And you held on to them. They come back down. They spiked again. They come back down again. And you're still holding on. What are you hoping to get from those? Dividend? What?
Money.
I know, but they're a tiny market cap. So.
But to be fair, that was an accidental buy again. So I've only got £121 in them anyway.
I love that.
It's accidental buy. See, we've gone over and over and over, right, about your manual system, right? You were sticking with this manual system. Trouble is, there's a user error, isn't there, you know?
Well, in this case, maybe not, because I'm only £24.89 down.
Get rid of it, Steve. Right, take advantage. But do you know what? In fact, what you need to do is put an order in, right, at 0.2. They might get that. There's not a lot left in it, so they're at 0.185 now. It's a bit of a rise there. And then to sell at that level. And it'll probably clip that, take a profit and get out, okay? Because you need 20%. Is that 20%, Pete? You're our club secretary financier.
What I was going to say was the transaction charge would be 10%.
Yeah. That's be 30%
down. He's losing 10% in transaction charge of what he invested already. So that
over, I don't know what percentage is that. Obviously, don't, but which stock do you hold the most in?
Hang on a minute, go back. Are we on hold?
Please hold.
I've got the most in New World Oil and Gas.
£144.
Yeah, no, £144,000.
Yeah, that's not far off, probably.
But, so that's, for a newbie, it's quite a risky stock. It's not now, because Adam Reynolds is doing things with it, you know, but it was a cash shell, and I said that it's worth a little punch here, and I scaled up, and I put too much in myself, actually, but I came back down. When it bounced, I took out and de-risked, and then left a little bit in there. And all of a sudden, it's like 1 or 2% of my portfolio. That's it. But, the way you should structure a portfolio, hopefully, Steve, is you should have a couple of big stocks in there that pay dividends, right? And buy them at a decent level, and then you reinvest dividends. They're pension stocks, right? Then you have a couple of growth stocks. Maybe they're a bit smaller than that, in the FTSE 250 level. And then I'd say 5 or 6 stocks that are penny stocks that you don't go, hell for leather on, especially if you're new to it. But you hope to, get a nice bit of capital upside. But you have to be, depending on what stock you're in, you have to know to sort of buy at the right level and sell, because the majority of these stocks will not go anywhere over time. My strategy is to pick that, that small cap that will go to a mid cap. But that's very few and far between. Having said that, have you seen Coos this week, ladies and gentlemen?
Yes, I have.
So
that's a
your question last week, Pete, about when should I get in? Am I too late? You know?
Yes.
Well, exactly. No one can predict, can they, really? Because when you get a stock like that, I think you asked that last week. Like 1, 2, 3, 4. So it's down at 30, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It was probably 40 pence last. Was it last week? 40, 34? Yeah, 40 pence. It's now 53 pence. So, but listen.
No, it was about like 30. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, right. The thing is, Coos, I mean, I believe in the long-term story here, and I've written a blog piece on it, but they've, you know, gone so far so quickly that I think, you know, any results now will underperform. You know, the results will take the shine off a bit. So I think they will, I think it rises on it, they will have a pullback, you know, because it's almost ASOS, when that was growing, first of all, or ASOS, you know, every results they released was a disappointment for them, but yet there was still potential there, they kept growing.
I mean, I've got them on my watch list, on my Vox Market watch list, so I get RNSs and whatever. There's been no news that I've seen or been alerted to this week about Coos, and yet you've seen this kind of meteoric rise. I mean, yeah, that's just people trading the stock, basically.
That's it. Well, hope, yeah, I hope that is, though. And I guarantee...
There's no news due imminently, is there?
No, but the hope that this is... I know, but the hope that they've raised the money... Okay, they've raised all this money, and it's big chunk of it is through you know, the director, like Lord Wahid Ali. He's put $6 million in, and a couple other people put millions in. So it's got the money now, got the cash, which is not a problem. Their last set of figures, so they for the first year, last year of trading was $10 million they turned over, and that was growing at almost every quarter, doubling their revenue almost, I think it was. So they are, a massive growth story. This money is fueling their expansion in India. And like I said, I think this has... business model wise could be more successful than ASOS, because logistically they don't have to supply the world. Like ASOS covers a lot of the globe, this is just covers India, which is a 1.3 billion population. Of course, I mean, I'd say the majority of those people aren't upwardly mobile, and I don't know the stats and figures, but there's a huge middle growing, you know, growing middle class there of internet buyers and shoppers. So it's a massive market in one place. So I think,
but basically, though, are you saying Steve should take his £120 out of Paternoster and put it into Coos?
No.
No.
I knew that wasn't a good idea.
I'm saying you take it out of Paternoster and put it in Arse. Did you see Arse on Friday? And there's a little bit of a bounce it had. At one point, it was up 28%. It ended up 17%. But I think if it pulls back a bit here, we can say now that pretty much that 2 pence level looks like a good support level, you know? And it may come back to that and test that. But if you can buy around there, oh, that is... How much is it? £3 to the box? Steve, am I on my own?
Oh, no, you're talking to me?
Yes, didn't you hear?
I thought you were, like, talking to yourself, like, asking questions in the cloud.
Hang on, didn't you hear when he goes, boom? You don't hear that, do you?
No.
Oh, that explains why you're acting so dumb. I thought you were hearing... Because I get a noise going, boom!
None of us can hear that.
When Pete disappears. And I thought,
anyway, so what...
I'm saying, go... you know, any dips back, put it... Don't use manual. Use a limit order. Put it in there for, you know... obviously, do your own research. I'm not suggesting you buy this on my advice. But, you know, look at...
What's it at now?
It's at... Let me just add cheap broadband Pete...
Okay, I'll look while you're doing that then. So it's currently
up 17%. It's at 2.4. All right, so you can buy 2.5.
2.5.
Yeah, 2.5 you can buy. Yeah, the offer. The bid is 2.3. You sell at 2.3.
Yeah.
So it went down at 2.05. That's a good support level. If you can get, are you back?
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
£3.
£3 in the charity drop. Yeah. Pete, cheap broadband, Pete.
I did buy a load when I sold last week. African Industries, is it African Industries?
Yeah, that'll do.
Yeah, I sold them and bought and put that money into Asia Met when it was at two point one pence. So I've made a bit of money on that. So that
There we are. If I were you now, right, it may retest that. The lowest it's ever been is 2.05, right? So it may retest that. In fact, the 2 day, I'd put a little bit in now. At 2.3, maybe a limit order there. 2.3, maybe 2.25.
But I have zero cash at the moment. Even if I sold the Paternoster Resources, that's only 100. Well, in fact,
Paternoster, African Industries, Paternoster.
What is it? It's how
and
it
Dallas.
Asian Met. oh, actually, can you put some of Asian's Kitchen? Put some in for me there. And I don't want any Patamo or Moster.
I haven't called Asian Met for ages.
And Darlas.
Yeah, I just think...
That's the posh way of saying it.
And Darlas African Industries Atlas. That's where I've got one of those.
Oh, that was it. Atlantis, wasn't it? Yeah. Atlantis?
Atlantis, yeah.
Berkeley. And then... I got the Berkeley. There are fags in there. Yep. They're real 20 Berkeley, please. Like, go. Ah. Yeah, it's all about allocation of capital, isn't it? Allocation of capital. Where, what will serve you better? And it's a pattern. Do you know what pattern knows to do, Steve?
They are they're a resources company.
That's it.
They're an investment vehicle. They invest in oil and gas resource sectors. Yeah, but if you look at some of the companies they had, you can invest in those directly yourself, like MX Oil, things like that. You know, so why do that? And I don't think some of their investments are particularly strong anyway. So I'm just saying, and so they, basically, what they do is buy shares that company. And they get fees for that. The directors get paid for that, for buying shares. So, you know, it's ideal, isn't it? It's like you imagine charging people, essentially, fees for buying shares and any old rubbish, you know? So I'm just thinking, you can do that yourself. I did look at them a while back. So they tripped out a price alert. And I looked at some of the stocks they held. I thought, well, do you know what? I've chosen not to buy some of those stocks, so I don't want to buy in, you know? I thought, I'm not going to buy in. So what I'm saying is, they're never going to be...
Perhaps Steve should set himself up like that.
Yeah, he'll be talking to clients and he won't even know the stocks he's buying. Yeah, what we're going to buy is Royal Dutch Bell. And then we'll buy a bit of...
Floyd's Bank.
Yeah, Floyd's Bank. We'll buy a bit of Steptoe and Son Chartered, whatever. And yeah, you'll be fine, son. Don't worry, just give me the fees, yeah? And yeah, but yeah, so listen, I honestly believe Asian Met is one of those companies that could... be a mid-tier, you know. I just was thinking, you know, allocate, it's at a low level at the moment, you know, it's worth a little dabbling, but listen, you know, share prices go up and down, so put a limit order in there, at maybe 2.25, something like that, you know, and it may dip down to that, you know, you never know.
And then what proportion of your portfolio is that?
I have about, around about 15% of my portfolio is in Asia Met Resource. Yeah, and more than that.
I've got that, and my average price I've bought is around about 2p. So I'm sort of happy with that, and probably not going to buy any more for the time being, and look at long-term hold down and see how that goes.
Mm. You gave a very interesting question last week about exposure to stocks, right? Now, obviously, depending on how much money you have, it doesn't matter, because it'll come down to dealing costs, how much, you know, you get charged. So you can't say hold 1%. Now, if you've got a portfolio of 100 grand, no. 1% is 1,000. That's not too bad, because dealing costs are not that much on 1,000, of course, if you're a regular dealer. But if you've got, like 10,000, then 1% is not a lot, really. And the dealing costs will take a big chunk out of that. So then you may need to up your exposure and say... go 5-10%, you know, whatever, of a stock. But I wouldn't go over 10% in any one stock, especially if you're new to it. And even experienced people get wiped out if they, you know, buy stocks they think are quite safe. Mm. Warren Buffett got wiped out in Tesco's. Now, you put those two together, you know. Warren Buffett. Yeah, he did. Yeah, I don't mean a trolley went over him or something. I don't mean, Carl, can you go to aisle 4, please, to clean up a spill of sugar thing? And Carl went around there in his, his little automobile and knocked Buffett over in aisle 4. Oh, we got an extra spill. We got investment guru Warren Buffett knocked over in aisle 4. Please, Jim, Pete, Steve, can you aisle 4? It wasn't like that. I mean, he bought a chunk of shares in Tesco. Now, you put those two together. Warren Buffett, you know, the best brand you can get in investing, and Tesco, putting this the best, one of the best brands in this country, supermarket. And yet, he lost a load of money in Tesco, you know? So it can happen to anyone. So luckily, he wasn't, you know, he doesn't overexpose himself like that. And so it took a big chunk. I think he lost 350 million or something. But to him, that's not a lot. You see, it's not a huge chunk. But that's what I'm saying. So, Steve, so don't overexpose. Don't go above 10%. But you did ask, Peter, very good question. Do you want to relay the question you asked on text? Not the one about the missus. What she wears to bed at night. What she wears to bed at night. Right.
Well, in terms of how you calculate the percentage of your portfolio?
Yes. Is that one? Yes, that's it. Yes,
that the question?
Yes, that's it.
Well, it's, do you base it on how much you've invested in your portfolio or the current value of your portfolio.
Very good. Because what we mean by that, Stephen, is that if you invest like 10%, you know, of a stock, and then it goes down, you know, then you should say, I've exposed my portfolio to 10%. And even though it's gone down, I'm still exposed. You know, it's like if I lose that, I'm still going to lose 10% of my portfolio, aren't I, really? So you shouldn't overexpose. It's not a bad problem if you're overexposed because a stock goes up. So let's say you invest 10% in a stock, and some people would trim, you know? Some people would keep trimming to keep it within a manageable level. So let's say you invest 10%, you know, in a stock. Oh, Peter's gone again. Oof. 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 So let's say it goes up, Steve, yeah? While I'm trying to make any sense, I'll tell him again. Let's say it goes up by, say, you know, triple your money. So then it's obviously taking up a bigger portion of your portfolio then, isn't it? Because it's risen in price. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And you could trim that, saying now that's become, a big part of my portfolio and I don't want to lose it. So you could trim and either go to cash a little bit or keep it there. But that's not a bad exposure. I mean, it's not the worst exposure you can have, a successful stock. Are you still there, Steve?
Yep.
What is Pete doing? Hang on. Oh, there's got... Your conversation is all set up, Skype is telling me. No, it's not, because I can't dial Pete, because he's a knobber. Oh, hang on. What's going on here? Hang on.
So basically, I don't have to worry about going over...
Oh, hang on. It's all gone crazy now. Oh, my... Steve, are you still there? No, hang on. Oh, this is annoying. I'm on my own. Do you know what? Sometimes I think I just get more sense from him. I wonder if anyone's going to... Who's there?
Me.
Peter?
Yep. How much do I owe you? How much do I owe the charity?
Well, do you know what? I just cut out Steve then as well. I never have this with anyone else. I speak to CEOs around the world. The other day I spoke to one in Israel, one in America, all right? No problem at all with Skype. You're in Hazelmere. Is that in Hampshire? Yeah.
Well, yeah, sorry. Well, sorry, Hampshire border, yeah.
And you can't even stay on a Skype line. What's going on?
Yeah, well, I'm going to sell my BT shares because this broadband is rubbish.
No, you can't do that. You haven't got any BT shares, have you? Just sell. Just call them up and say I'm a shareholder. Just lie. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. What I said to Steve was, listen, that's what I said. If it's going down and you keep chucking money, that's bad because you're losing good after bad. So, you keep it capped at 10% then and you won't lose any more than 10%. Now, if you're overexposed because the stock is going up, that's not a bad problem to have so much, but you could trim, you know? And I don't know the answer to that, really. I mean, to a certain extent, it depends how confident you are in the company, you know, and whether you think it'll keep going up. But you could always put, obviously, a stop loss in at a certain level to make sure you're locked in to a certain amount of profit, you know? And you could follow that manually or put a trailing stop loss order in, which I would advise sometimes because if it's a volatile share, it may trip it out and go back up again. But you could always, you know, make sure you never lose or you always make money. So if you've got a stock that's, say, initially 10% of your portfolio and it goes up by, say, 50% or 300%, then it's obviously going to be a bit more, it's going to be taking up a bigger chunk of your portfolio. Anyway, I'm bored senseless. And Pete, your quality of line is getting even worse. It's like, are you outside in a blizzard? Pete?
Yep. Yep.
Steve?
Yep.
What is going on? Pete, have you turned into Steve?
No, I'm here.
Right, Steve? Before we call this whole charade off, is there anything else we need to chat about?
Broadband.
Yeah, who are you with?
You just said.
BT.
Are you sure it's BT? She's not like ZT or something.
Is Steve still there? Steve disappeared now.
Are you sure he's not? Do you know what? I didn't realise, right? Every time you jump out, there's a noise that goes boom like that, right? I hear it. I thought Steve heard it as well. And he didn't. So I was going, oh no. And Steve wouldn't say anything. I said, Steve. He said, yeah? Then why are you not saying anything? What do you mean? He said, I don't know.
I just wondered why you were saying random things. I was like, what's going on? Burn your tea or something?
No change there.
I've lost any train of thought I had, and frankly, is there anything else, while we still have a bit of life and energy left in us that we want to discuss? Having said that, I've got very little life and energy left after Peter's dropping out escapades. Surely, yeah, hang on, have you got broadband, Peter?
Yes, it is broadband. It's not very broad, but it is a broadband.
Well, I don't understand. Is it a new modem or a router or what?
No, it's not. It's the same that I've been using for all these months, but for some reason it's just playing up today.
Take me through the lights.
Today? Every week?
Yeah, last week this happened as well.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, it did, didn't it?
But maybe it's the time of day. Maybe it's the time of day that we're choosing to record this. And
well, it's not happening with me or Steve. So why is it?
The internet's very popular around here.
In Hazelmere, yeah. You've got a lot of wife swapping going on. I'm just checking out. But, it does say in the PT Contract, you may drop out 5 or 6 times doing a call on Skype during this time of day because it's very busy.
Yeah.
Who are you with, that's... Steve?
Virgin.
Yeah, see, appropriate.
Who are you with, Justin?
Virgin.
That might be
having said that, this week, I had a nightmare one day of the week because I had the...
I thought you said this never happened to anyone else.
Yes.
No, but it just dropped out completely. And I called a lady up in This is what annoyed me, right? I called a lady up, going to a call centre. I don't know where it was. I can't remember, was it South Africa or was it India? Probably India, I think. And she said, hello, what's name? I said, Justin Witt, could I have your account number? I said, I don't know what my account number is because I can't get online to see anything, you know? Okay, can I have a postcode called? So I said...
Racist.
I said, I know she was, yeah. And I said... And I said, it's S-O. And she said, T-O. I said, no, S. S-O. F-O. S. S-Sierra. Yes, F-O. I said, we're not even getting past the first couple of letters of the postcode. How are you going to sort my broadband out? You can't even give me the first letter of my postcode. Sierra. S. It's a big gun gap, right? That you're gone. Hello? Hello? F. Oh, I tell you what. And in the end, I just went, I said, right, she managed to get through. I said, right, and by this time, I literally shut down the router and rebooted about 4 times, unplugged it, did everything, did a dance for it, everything, took my clothes off, stood in the corner of the room, did everything you can do, you know? And I hate that. I said, right, turn your router off. I've done that 10 times. Unplug it. I've done that. Can we just go through this? No, we can't go through it. I've done it 10 times. It's not going to be any different, you doing it, or you know, you be on the phone to me while I do it than when I do it on my own. Do you not believe me that I've done it? Do you think I'm lying? I've tried everything possible to get this thing going. I've got a little pin, reset in the back, everything. And then she said, oh, I said, is there any faults on the line? Tell you, I went to go through all the lights. What lights are you showing? Right, I've got a blue one. The top is flashing. What sequence is it flashing? It's going on, off, on, off, on, off, on, off. Blue, 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 blue. Right, and the next one down. So that's blue again, it's 2.4, it's gone on and off and off. Right. Next one down. So all through it, all these lights. What is going on here? So she's recording some podcast. And then she said, Are there any faults on the line? She said, no faults. I said, well, okay, I need an engineer then. Okay, so I got a fair play, the engineer came next day. He said, yeah, there's a fault on the line. I thought, what is going on? I've completely wasted half an hour of my time and an hour messing around just so I'm telling you there's a fault on the line. Well, I know there's a fault. Anyway, that's Virgin. That's who you should move over to, Pete.
Right, okay. Sounds much better.
Get rid of BT. And, anyway, does yours... Steve, do you have problems with your Virgin?
Never.
Okay. How's the missus?
Speaking of which...
We're not together anymore.
Oh, thanks.
That was like a minute's silence there for your relationship.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So what happened, Steve? I killed her. No, what happened, Steve? What happened?
It came to a mutual ending.
Did it?
Yeah.
What do you say? Listen, I can't stand you. I can't stand you either. Well, we still spend time. Now, what happened? How long ago was this?
Two weeks ago.
What, before? You didn't even mention that, did you? You didn't bring that up.
Well, I didn't think it would be a hot topic at the podcast.
Oh. So, what did you tell us? Say, listen, I've got to spend more time investing. Did you tell her?
I've got to spend more time with my shares.
Yeah. So what was that? Did it just drift apart slowly, Steve?
Yeah.
Is she not into shares? You're perfect, nor are you.
Yeah. She's probably doing better than Steve. Okay. No, but Steve, listen. The portfolio clinic, I'm sorry, was a bit disrupted by poor, cheap Pete Broadband. Cheap Broadband Pete. That's what we call it from now. Cheap Broadband Pete. Okay. Hey, it's Cheap Broadband Pete, everybody, boys and girls.
Dial up Pete, yes, okay.
Dial up Pete, or Cheap Broadband Pete. So, is that what they offered you? What do you want to go for? Dial up or Cheap Broadband? Oh, I'll go for Cheap Broadband, please. It will drop out all the time during calls. That's fine. As long as it's cheap. I don't mind. I do not want uninterrupted calls. I want to be interrupted all the time. I love that because I like a bit of excitement. What were we saying then? Oh yeah, so Pete, Steve, the portfolio clinic was interrupted by Cheap Broadband Pete. Now, has it helped you in any way whatsoever, Steve?
Yeah, loads. I'm going to sell my PRS.
Good.
Yeah, I get
for £100.
And I you know what? I might even sell my Andalas. Sorry.
That's it.
Might just sell them as well and cut my losses.
What? No, don't do that.
No.
Well, yes. Personally, the way I look at that one is we're all so far down on that one because of what's happened. I can't see the point of selling out, but...
Yeah, but at what point? Steve's like that and all of his shares.
So, good point.
Why are we picky?
What percentage of your portfolio is Andalas for you, Steve?
Not much. Probably under 5%, I reckon.
It's hard to say. Because Andalas, you see, I do think, you know, Dave Whitby and Paul work there. You know, guys of a certain stature and standing in the oil and gas community, and if anyone can turn Andalas around, it's them. You know, they can get something out of it, so you may get some value there. But it's a long way back. That's the trouble.
Yeah.
So again, you know, allocation of capital, of capital. Everyone, you know what I'm saying? So could that money be used better elsewhere? You know.
Yeah. I suppose, true. It's just if it is sort of nearly 5% of your portfolio, then yes, maybe so. But for me, it's probably less than 1% of my portfolio, so I'm just sort of
Yeah. I tell you what, I have a little pullback is Keffi Minerals on a funding update.
Yes,
they streamlined their funding. To me, looked like a better offer there. I thought it was a better deal now, and that's no more cost effective. I'd be getting a pullback because they're obviously working on the funding deal, and I think that's what's happening. It's coming through. They're working on it. They're streamlining it a bit. And then people were a bit shaken by that because they didn't expect that to come out, I don't think. And then they've sold off a little bit. And I think, well, that's got potential, surely, you know?
So
maybe it's worth a look at. Steve, yeah, what you needed to do is your new world on gas is coming, you know, when they come float again, I think you need to scale back a bit, you know? And also, when I say go 10% in their portfolio, I don't mean go straight in 10%, you know? Like the thing is scale in. No one can get the exact bottom of a share price ever. Even if it's called arse, you can't get the exact bottom, you know? So you scale in expecting it to drop a little bit. If it doesn't, like now with Coves, what I'm doing with Coves is, because I bought that at 15 pence, started off buying, and a little bit of time, drip feeding, and then it rose a bit, then it came back, and I bought a bit more. Then it's gone up, and I bought about 3 or 4 times now in Coves, and it's going up, and I'm still, you know, I think even when I'm scaling upwards, I'm still I'm about 130% up. So it's quite nice that, you know? So, so there we are.
Yeah. What percentage of your portfolio is that?
What percentage, though? But what percentage is it?
What percentage, Justin?
I'd say that's only about 8-9%. Yeah. About 7.5-8% of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but, I think there'll be some massive pullbacks on that. But I think the long-term story is intact. As long as the revenue keeps going up, I think it will because they spend on marketing. It seems to me the more they spend on marketing there, the more revenue generation they're getting and the more potential they have to get. They're going to spend a lot of money. They've got to spend a lot of money and still raise a lot of money, you know. So it's going to be a lot of volatility. You know, chance to get anything. I think it'll come back, you know. I don't know where it'll stop rising, but it will come back almost as violently as it's risen, I think. You know?
Yeah, 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 okay.
All right, Steve. So what I'm saying is, Steve, you know, don't 10% maximum on each stock. Don't go 10% in first time. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I've learned.
Yeah. You see. Well, that's the thing. See, stocks is you get burnt and you learnt. That's it. And you learn or you get burned. Same as that. And that's a good thing about stocks and shares. It hurts you in the wallet. Hits you. And the thing is, someone said apparently pain is felt three times much more than pleasure in stocks and shares. So you get to the stage where you hate losing. So you either do something about it or leave the game. You know, but don't leave the game because you can make money in the game. You know, decent money, good money, amazing money if you play the game well, and just be a bit sensible here and there. You know,
Yes.
Peter, you own £5 to the charity of your choice.
Yes.
The cheap old band. And the next time you say, if you don't drop out, you'll save that £5. Or you can just get live prices. So that's how much it costs. Yeah. Live prices once a month. A month's worth of you would give them to Fox Markets. So there we are.
Okay, good.
And in fact, where's the thing here? By the way, where's the bite? Oh, anyway, it's linked to live pricing. So you go, voxmarkets.co.uk, /live-pricing, and you'll see the details there, okay? All right, Steve, anything else?
No, I think I'm looking forward to next week's podcast now.
Are you sad about your missus? Hello?
Steve?
Hello?
Steve, yeah, I went on to Pete. Pete's still single. Are you sad about your missus?
Pete?
That's Steve?
Pete,
are you sad about Steve's missus?
Am I sad about Steve's missus? Not really, no, because I didn't really get a chance to meet her.
How rude.
Yeah, was she?
Yeah.
All right, well, there we are. Was it mutual,
Steve? She's coming over in a minute, so I'll
We hooked up via broadband. It cut out a couple of times, so I said, listen, come over. It's a lot easier, yeah?
Yeah.
We tried to talk on Skype. Face. It's not working out. Try to do FaceTime. Have a nice weekend, boys and girls.
Yes.
You too.
Bye. Bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies.
Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.